prizes, fun, trivia, special guests, and you. Yes, it's the return of Theater Geeks Live to the Bristol Opera House, featuring everyone's favorite theater trivia game show, I Know, I Know.
No, I don't I know. I know. Anyway.
Join the geeks, John, Dave, and Marcia, along with Quizmaster Rick Ellis and MC Kevin Agelski, live at the Bristol Opera House, Saturday, November 9th at 10 a.m. $10 admission includes your breakfast, followed by a three-episode taping of Theater Geeks, including our game show, where you just might win one of several fabulous prizes, or at least something funky out of the Opera House basement.
Oh my God, my mind just went totally blank.
Mark the date, November 9th, for Theater Geeks Live at the Bristol Opera House, Bristol, Indiana. All proceeds benefit Elkhart Civic Theater. Call 574-848-4116 weekday afternoons for tickets, or check elkhartcivictheater.org for details. Theater Geeks Live, November 9th, 10 a.m. at the Bristol Opera House. Don't miss it.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
Would you like a cup? We have a Keurig. I don't have any cream, though.
Uh-oh. Here. Forget that.
I have fake cream downstairs and sugar.
Dirty
I have,
cream.
Well,
dirty
powder.
Well, I use half and half at home.
So. Cream?
Yeah, so she it's the new thing. It's special from Indiana. It's I get right, this dirty cream.
Yeah, it's right next to the penis on stage.
Are you recording this, I hope?
Yeah.
It's good blackmail material.
Yeah, it really is.
What he means is we have powdered.
Powdered cream downstairs.
Cream. Do you want some?
No, that's fine. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We are here recording. This is our 101st episode. We just passed 100, and so it's you
didn't
know,
think we'd make it past
like
five.
All the celebrating. We finally recovered from the drinking and celebrating, and we're back for number 101. And so, what we wanted to talk about today was an article by Lynn. I forget the name. I have to look at this really quickly. There was an article that popped up by Lynn Gardner in The Guardian, UK newspaper, about, or on the website, about the sorry state of theater photography. And I think this is a really good topic for us, because I have noticed in a lot of community theater websites that the photography isn't terribly good, or it's non-existent. And this is not good. I mean, photos are really essential to promoting a show.
They
well,
they say one photo is worth a thousand words.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistakes that are made with photography a lot of times are that it doesn't show enough of the show itself,
right?
Or and it tends to focus on maybe good pictures of individuals that, in, let's face it, in community theater, most of the potential audience doesn't really know who they are, right?
Exactly. Well, in community theater, no, they don't.
You don't think so?
No,
okay.
I don't. What their names are, I mean,
not necessarily
real,
names, but they definitely
people?
Know faces. I mean, I think
it depends on the community, certainly.
Yeah.
But what you are trying to do is push people to come to the show, or to
exactly.
get them
right.
a better feel for the show.
Right. You know, the ideal thing is if you can get a shot that people don't need an explanation of it, you know, mm-hmm. that it's very like the one that I'm using on my website that's from Fox on the Fairway with the gentleman with the blindfold and the golf club and the lady on the floor holding a golf ball on her pursed lips. Now, you know what that's all about.
Right.
He's going to whack that golf ball off her face, you hope, or maybe not. But it's the kind of thing that might draw you in and say,
well,
I'd like to see the follow-up to that.
Right,
you know?
And that's typical of the, I mean, it's sort of like prelude to the wackiness that is that show.
Yeah,
in essence,
is.
Even though it's not the, I mean, that's not what
the whole
show's
right.
about, obviously.
Yeah.
I guess part of, like, as a director, though, sometimes I'm afraid of giving those parts of the show away in a photograph, and you don't think that's giving it away,
no,
though?
No,
so you think it should be
I
more?
Really
no,
don't.
No, I do. It's
more interesting than two people standing and looking at each other.
That's true.
You
right.
don't know who they are, either off stage or on, and at that point, you really don't care who
right.
they are. You
yeah.
know?
I mean, and no, I don't think you give away too much. On a side note, I was looking at a trailer for a show called The 39 Steps. This was on video, and they actually did, I think they must have, it went on so long, I thought they were telling every joke in the
they
show in their
were.
Trailer,
yeah.
which is really pretty stupid.
Dumb.
But,
yeah.
but no, you don't want to give away, you don't want to have spoilers in your photos. There's a couple of different, there's two or three different reasons for photography of shows. One is that you really just want a record for the theater.
Right.
And people do like to have photos of themselves and their friends.
Right. Like we make, we here at our theater, we make them available to right. the cast to purchase. Yeah.
And the purpose of, but the real purpose of the photography ultimately is for both advertising and what we might call public relations or stuff to go into newspaper articles.
Right.
Right. And
right.
that, and sometimes those two kinds of genres aren't necessarily the same either. You know, you do a sharp angle on someone, it might work in an ad, but it doesn't necessarily tell much in terms of editorial content.
Sure, sure. And like, and I, sometimes I walk the fine line of needing to get a picture out to
yeah,
have press
difficult.
As quickly as I can when knowing that the set and the costumes aren't necessarily finished yet,
right.
but I've got to get a press release out and a press photo out so that we can get some press going on the show.
Yeah, well, usually if you can haul together an appropriate costume for the people that you're using and just find a neutral background, that will work, you know. And mm-hmm. I understand the deadline of having to get a shot out before anything is really ready to be photographed.
Right.
Right. Well, we've gone to, you know, alternate locations and things like that as well. It seems to me...
We have, yeah.
I remember when we were doing Carnival... And we went to the Middlebury Corn School and and they had a merry-go-round and they had all this carnival stuff and we just shot stuff over there and it worked really well.
Wow.
You know.
Now we did, I think for Over the River and Through the Woods, we went to someone's home.
Yeah.
Because
we did,
the set wasn't ready yet.
The set wasn't ready.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to show a partial set. Now, sometimes, John, you have been guilty of making sure that at least the stage left side of the stage has paint and pictures on it.
I do.
And
that.
The stage right side
it's
doesn't, not,
side
doesn't
it's
yet.
Like, don't take pictures of the right side of the stage. Please don't
that's
take
right.
of the right side of the stage.
And usually if it's a like a newspaper photographer that actually comes to shoot the show, which is becoming rarer and rarer.
Yeah. We haven't had a newspaper photographer out in 2-3 years.
Really? That long? Yeah.
Not ever since they told you send us your own photos and we'll use them.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they went digital and you can use anybody's photos and you have to really and you have to try
you shouldn't, but you know,
I mean it depends on what they look like. Sometimes you have somebody walking around the theater who's a really good photographer and you just don't know it and they start shooting some pictures that are very usable.
Well, that's
for
true.
Publicity.
Right. And it's and it helps if there's sort of a there's two sides to that. The other side of it is just a lot of times the person who is there and watching the show and has seen it 2 or 3 times really knows how to get good shots.
Exactly.
And knows where things are going to be next and can follow it and not be fooled and not miss things.
Right.
The thing that I also think with our stage too is that if you get a good photographer that can actually come up on stage and learns how to avoid the actors, they can actually be within the scene and take some pictures
right.
and get some good stuff as well. You know, everything shot out front, I don't think necessarily works all the time. I mean, it can, but you know, you can get a lot more good shots if you get at an angle that maybe the audience doesn't necessarily see, but can focus in on a couple interactions.
You know, when you were working for the newspaper, Marcia, what did you think of rehearsal shots? So, for example,
I'm bad.
So you don't think you should?
In t-shirts and jeans, walking
around for publicity purposes.
There's 2x4s crossed up behind them, and it's like, what is this? And you want me to pay money to come and see this?
Right. Right.
Works for high school, maybe, because that they're usually the ones that send that kind of thing in. But no.
Yeah, but you think for the community theaters, you shouldn't do that.
Well, I don't think.
Well, you shouldn't provide them for publicity. No, I wouldn't say.
Where else would you use them? You know.
Oh, I mean, you document the process.
I do like documenting the process. If you're talking about just documenting the
show from first read all the way through, fine. But not. Right. I was thinking of when you
trying
said, "Would you use them?"
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't use one like
that.
That's true. And I don't think a newspaper necessarily would.
Well, I mean, I directed a show recently that I probably took. I mean, because we went so long with it, I bet I took 500 pictures of that. something somewhere along.
That was just you, yeah.
And that was just me, and other people were. Yeah, right. I bet there were. Yeah, I bet there were a couple thousand pictures taken of that.
But I do like. I mean, I thought this article was smart in the fact that you know you need to think about how you want to present the show, and sometimes we get so caught up in thinking that it's all about the principal actors. Yeah. That we forget that the audience might want to see more of the show.
You want people to know, particularly with something like this. It's a farce. It's wacky. It, you know, people are running around and throwing vases. And, you know, you have to try and capture that in a shot. And as you said, if you've seen it before, if you've sat through it at least once, then you're ready when that stuff comes up. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you get a photographer who's good enough to shoot the show for you but doesn't really know what's coming. And therefore, it's like, oh, I wish I'd had that. And it's gone.
Right,
right.
Well, sometimes if that's the case, I know as the artistic director, a lot of times I will either prepare the photographer because I have sat in on rehearsals, so I'll sometimes have a running list of please don't miss this moment or this moment.
Yeah.
Or I sometimes will walk up and just before the moment is coming up, I'll whisper in the photographer's ear and say, you know, there's something going to be happening on stage left, and I think you need to make sure that you catch that. And so I will do that, and that lets the director stay focused on the show while I get a chance to kind of help the photographer. Because a lot of times our photographers don't have time to come out and
more than
just that day of shooting, you know.
But that's the ideal thing.
No, but a publication photographer, a newspaper photographer, is never going to have enough time to come out and see the show.
Well, they don't do it anymore.
You know, no, they don't do it anymore that
but
much.
When they did, like the South Bend Tribune used to send a photographer out, and they would start right when they would get there, they would start shooting the rehearsal, and they would shoot for 10 to 20 minutes of the rehearsal, and they would probably get 50, 60 pictures that they then went back and sorted through. But they got usually better shots because they spent 10, 15 minutes with the show.
Right.
They usually asked us, where do you think we should come in so that we're ready to go? And we would tell them, you know, if you arrive at about 7:30, it takes you 10 minutes. About 7:40 is when things are going to really start hopping and you'll get some good photos. So,
yeah, well, I think newspapers today, it's very difficult to get a photo in anyway.
It is.
Well,
you know? And then if they get the names right, you're just one step ahead.
Well, I mean, you look at a place, you know, in Chicago, they fired all the photographers, right? In the Sun-Times.
Oh, in the Trib? I don't know.
Sun-Times.
Really?
Sun-Times. Oh, they let them all go. So
and they're just relying on the
they're relying on free, no, they're relying on freelancers. So, I mean, it's certainly a money issue.
I'm sure.
That's the case with most newspapers today. So,
but I think most community theaters have someone either in their membership or that is willing to do it for free, you know, mm-hmm. that will come in and take pictures of the show.
Right.
Because I really believe that a couple of really good pictures will draw more people in out of curiosity to see what the show is about than if you write this big long thing outlining the plot and this and that. And people don't visualize that in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But if you show it to them, maybe they'll be there.
Right.
We hope.
So any rules about like providing photographs to publications that people forget or that they shouldn't forget?
Well, they
it's hard. I don't know today. Because,
yeah, I mean, you never send a photo without a caption.
Oh God, no.
And you know, just and anymore, when I write a caption, I basically cover every piece of information that needs to be covered. The caption will have dates, times, location, because a lot of the newspapers don't publish the press release that I send with the photo. All they give is just the caption.
An extended caption, basically,
yeah,
that has the information
caption.
In it. That's right. And identify the people in
Always identify.
Oh,
left to right, who's standing, who's sitting.
Right,
make sure you identify people.
I mean, unless it's a big crowd scene or something, I suppose you might not.
You would identify the principal character inside
and
the crowd
chorus.
Scene.
Yeah.
Along
with the chorus. Anything
else?
Yes,
hopefully.
There's another issue too, and that is that you know your shots from a point and shoot camera are not necessarily as good as something with a few more megapixels. More megapixels, the better. It's always your phone camera might get by in a pinch depending on which one it is, but from a graphic standpoint, you really want to have something that's big so that it can meet the resolution requirements for print, especially for print. You know, if it's only going to web, then it's less of an issue. But if it's going to Somebody's knocking on the door.
Oh, I'm
who's
so
knocking
sorry.
On
oh,
the
my
door?
Lord.
Oh, who's there?
Who's there? Oh,
my gosh.
It's our old friend, Deirdre Lovejoy.
I'm looking for the geek party.
Yeah.
Well, you found us. Hey, there how are you?
Just glad.
Just a bunch of geeks here.
So, Dee Dee, what brings you here?
Oh, I stopped by because I wanted to talk about photographs. Hi, geeks.
Hi there. Hi how are you doing?
Listen. Can we talk about photographs for a second?
We've been talking about photographs.
Tell us a little bit about how the pros do it.
Should have gotten here a little earlier.
There you go.
Well, I have a question. You guys are talking about newspapers?
Right.
Now, what do you do? Hasn't the community theater scene gotten hip to the Twitter and the Facebook? The fact that digital media is what the...
I hear the internet's catching on.
The crazy, that interweb machine is wacky.
But what are you asking about that? Are you talking about video? Is that what you're thinking? Or?
Oh, no, I'm talking about pictures and video because, right. Like, rehearsal shots might not be interesting for a newspaper.
Right.
But when you have... You need a lot of consumable content. Mm-hmm. You know,
one of the things... Yeah, no, and I would say that generally, no... I don't think that community theaters are that hip to it generally. We do have a Twitter account for the theater. I don't think it gets used very much for us, and I just don't see a lot of that going on. And video is harder to do for community theaters. I don't see it that much. Mm-hmm. It should be more. You're right.
I mean, when you go to YouTube, you don't see too many things that are community theater generated.
Well, you do, but a lot of it's junk.
Oh.
A lot of it's junk, I think.
So there is no concerted effort to have an Instagram account and a Twitter account and a Facebook page that's all linked and pushing your digital pictures because you don't have, a following?
I don't know if it's necessarily that. I think sometimes it's...
You don't have someone to do it.
You don't have somebody to do it.
Because you're dealing with a volunteer situation, you don't always have people who do it, you know.
I think it's... We, for example, try to keep our Facebook page up to speed, and I don't understand enough about the technology. I mean, so here we go. Let's talk about technology. So you can actually link a Facebook page to a Twitter account, so every time I Facebook...
Every time you tweet...
It comes up on
it. Mm-hmm. Every time you tweet, your tweet will post on your
Facebook page.
So you can tweet.
But not reverse. So I can't Facebook to a tweet.
You can do a lot of magic with this stuff.
Yes, I think that you actually can.
Mm-hmm.
But the primary method is a Twitter.
Well, we could get into the technology, but there are a number of external services that will go in and say, okay, what's new on your Facebook page? This is going over here.
Right.
Whenever we publish something for Theater Geeks, there's an automatic function that essentially brings up a page that says, okay, where do you want this to go on Twitter? So that happens with Theater Geeks. Mm-hmm. I use Twitter a lot with Theater Geeks.
I guess my point is that the primary method of getting an audience into the theater probably used to be newspapers.
Right. Right. It isn't very much anymore.
Since I've seen what the newspapers look like lately all over
right.
the country, they're thinner and thinner.
Sure.
I just wonder if is that a little too new school for community theaters? Or
I don't think so. And I think that there are community theaters that are using it to their advantage. Yeah. I think there are. But I do think that they have larger staffs. But if it's a simple process, then maybe more community theaters should be using it.
Right. My only point about this, about the photos, when I talk about the resolution, is if you do expect them to get printed in, reproduced in print, they need to be large enough that they actually look good, because people are mistakenly believe that the kinds of photos that will work on the web, you just print them, right? Because I can print them at home on my printer, right? Well, they look like crap when they get printed professionally, because they don't have a high enough resolution. Mm-hmm. On your screen, which is a low resolution, it's fine.
Yeah.
And you can't tell the difference. But elsewhere, you know, you can.
But, you know, I hear what Dee Dee's saying.
Right,
I
yeah.
I
no,
have the, no idea the, how to do it.
The media
but
are...
I do know that, you know, people tweet and Instagram and all this stuff all the time. And even, like, with TV shows, they're tweeting about mm-hmm. the show while they're watching it.
Yeah.
Not saying I want somebody in our audience to tweet all the time.
No, but at intermission, you don't mind if they...
No, I don't.
No.
And somebody says that. I forget, in one of the many theaters that I attend,
well,
whoever's doing
IRT's
the opening
putting
announcements,
in tweet seats, they sold us.
Yeah. Well, no, but But they say, please, you know, turn off your cell phone and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But intermission, feel free to text or tweet your friends about what a great time you're having and how they should be here.
They do that at the Indiana Repertory Theater.
As long as they're having a good time.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't
want to
tweet otherwise. But
there's no press that's bad press.
Now, there's a difference between what you're encouraging your audience. There's the difference between what you're encouraging your audience to do, and what you might do as an organization in terms of, you know, using all these media. And the key ultimately is that punch a lot of content out there, but it really should be quality content that people want to see. You know, it's not like, you know, I just had a chicken sandwich kind of stuff.
Right.
But
like Dee Dee said.
Well, but you get that.
I know, I've seen that.
Right. But the point is that there is a lot of that. I listened to other podcasts, folks, social media podcasts, someone talking about using Instagram as a social media tool for a local business. Okay. And this might apply, but the Instagram account, whenever someone would make a relatively major purchase, the store owner would say, well, let's do an Instagram, get people together. They take a picture and they pop it out as, you know, just to show people having fun in their store.
Mm-hmm.
This, we ought to really be doing that. And it could be when people are here as an audience that you're, you know, punching out, look how much fun everybody's having. And Instagram is owned by Facebook. So yes, when you put out a Facebook picture, it can go right to your Facebook or Instagram picture.
And the other thing about
Facebook,
about tweeting and Twitter or whatever the T words, is that, I mean, the people who are following you on that are followers of your organization for the most part. So they mm-hmm. will be interested, though, in rehearsal shots, in maybe small video clips of rehearsals.
Right.
And it gets their appetites whetted to see more of the show, don't you think?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But it's also outreach because, you know, I would imagine community theaters want to reach a younger audience.
Sure.
And, you know, for building up your following and getting having a social media presence is actually, you know, good quality old-fashioned outreach on some level.
That's where your hashtags come in handy.
Yeah, I don't understand hashtags.
Well,
it's very simple, and I'm sure that the next time you do an Elkhart Civic Theater Youth Workshop, you can get one of the 12-year-olds to explain it to you.
Thank you, Deirdre Lovejoy.
Yes.
I'm not calling her Dee Dee anymore.
There you go, Miss Deirdre.
I bet you could, and I bet they all know how to do it.
I didn't mean to pull you off topic.
It's not off topic because distribution is the thing we were talking about. And because we have an old newspaper hand here, that's kind of where we were focused. But I think that the thoughts that we're having about, you know, distribution of photographs and providing them, whether you're providing them digitally or not, you know, the basics apply. You still have to have photos that mean something, that tell a story or present something that is meaningful to the audience out there, and provide information to go with it, the words that go with it, whether it's a caption, identification of people, or, you know, those kinds of things have to happen. So and the pictures have to work.
But now I'm jazzed about tweeting.
Good.
Jazzed about tweeting. Well, I'll make her explain it to me.
Twittering.
Again.
Tweeting.
Again.
Well, I mean, it's
I have a Twitter account I've never used.
See
there, John.
I had Twitter for 2 years before I finally dove in and had it catch on.
And now you tweet all the time.
As my mom would say, I'm a big twit.
A big twit?
She would not say that.
Yes, and that's at D.D. Lovejoy.
At D.D. D.N.D. and Lovejoy. At your
follow
Twitter
me,
handle.
Yo!
Well, actually, okay. And oh, by the way, yeah, if you follow Theater Geeks, at Theater Geeks, Theater Geeks is up there all the time.
Yeah.
I've actually started more with Theater Geeks and so follow us, folks. We got about 1,200 other followers, and you could join up with us. Interesting articles and things that we refer to, like some of the things that we talk about here on Theater Geeks, and some of them we may not, but there's, you know, theater stuff going out all the time. So this wraps up number 101. This show will show up around October 5th or 6th, and when you are listening to this show, you will be in the middle of the nomination process for the 2013 Podcast Awards.
Oh,
so
yeah.
please
think of us.
If you are hearing this, the sound within the sound of my voice, please go online to it's podcastawards.com and nominate Theater Geeks in the cultural and arts category. Arts, cultural arts. You'll see it on the ballot. You can nominate once. After we're nominated and nominations close on October 15th, then you can vote just as many times as your heart desires once a day for about a month, I think, is something like that. More details like that will be coming out once we're on the ballot. Right, folks?
Right.
You put us on the ballot 2 years in a row. This year, we're going for the big one.
We're
going to take the whole thing. We'll win the category.
Oh, okay.
We're ready.
We'd like to do that.
I
think we deserve it at this point. So it's very important that we win the category. Yeah, there you go. And we lost out to some damned NPR show last year.
They
shouldn't be allowed. Anyway. Anyway, I shouldn't be that. I shouldn't be negative about it. No. Actually, I don't think it was an NPR show. It was something that has won before, and it's
like
our
the
turn.
Moth or
the Moth. The Moth. Like it's a storytelling podcast.
A little bit of a big podcast.
And it's a very good podcast. It is The Moth. Yes, I should be very kind to The Moth. They do it's sort of storytelling, and they focus on like monologues and things like that. And some of it's live performances, and some of it's not. It's really pretty good, actually. Do you like it?
I do. I love The Moth.
Yeah, it is a good show. Mm-hmm. It is a good show. But you should not vote for it this year.
Well, you get your geek tweets to
Geek tweets, yes. We will do
geek
that.
Geek tweets,
good. Remember that you can listen to Theater Geeks at the website, theatergeeks.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, On Demand Radio, TuneIn Radio, and, of course, the Blueberry Network at BLUBRRY. That's blueberry with no E's.com. You can listen to us there. And or on your favorite podcatcher app, which would be iTunes or something else like Downcast or one of those other great things like that. Or you can obviously listen to us at the website. Be sure to stop by our online store where you can stock up on geek gear such as hats, cups, mugs, T-shirts, teddy bears, sweatshirts, and all sorts of imprinted items, including Dee Dee's favorite.
What's your favorite thing
at the store, Dee Dee?
I enjoy the Theater Geeks wall clock.
The Theater Geeks wall clock. Yes, there you go. You can get a Theater Geeks wall clock. There you go.
Wall clock.
Oh, there you are. Checking that out on her iPad.
That's right.
Very nice. Yeah.
It's Theater Geeks. It has no numbers so that you never know when you're late for call. But there you go.
I also like the pink time on this. Underwear.
What? And go back to first grade.
That's right.
Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
Anyway.
I like that.
Yeah, we're oohing and eyeing over the clock.
I'm sorry I never saw that before. I was busy avoiding the underwear.
Okay, she said it. She actually said the word.
I have to tell you, there are two sizes of coffee cups, a mug and a cup, plus a travel cup.
Plus the all-purpose beer stein.
Yes.
Which you can use for
22 ounces.
Almost anything.
Of water.
So. Or a big milkshake or something. Anyway, all right. That's it from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
You sure are.
Oh, well, we got a little wacky on that one.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's.com.